Finally, we have the compliance factor. The compliance scale, or C factor, refers to how you respond to rules and procedures that other people set for you. It is a task focus factor, like the D, but it is introverted, like the S. The emotion that we associate with the compliance factor is fear or worry. That is, the higher the C, the more fearful of getting caught, or of authority in general. This describes 14% of the population. High compliance individuals are very analytical. They are often perfectionists, and their strong detail orientation makes sure they make no mistakes. They can be defensive when they are criticized or corrected, because they are natural rule followers. They will often require a lot of information and will ask a lot of questions. They have the highest quality standards. High Cs have a need for procedures and tend to follow them in both their personal and business lives. They usually stick to the proven methods. They are by the book and are often very aware of and sensitive to the dangers of mistakes and errors. They prefer a professional, disciplined approach to problem solving and are often the quality control people who write out proven procedures and ensure the proper outcome. Their precision and attention to detail make them natural data gatherers, and they will gather all the possible facts, possibly even too many, related to a specific problem. They are very systematic thinkers and will often ask questions to clarify the data or to get to the heart of an issue. They often require proof and evidence and are more tacticians than strategists. They are very well disciplined, and their high standards for themselves and others motivates them to find the right way to proceed. High Cs have a fear of criticism of their work or a lack of high standards. In conflict situations, their first response is avoidance. High Cs can be very valuable to teams. Their objective thinking lets them deal in areas of fact and will make you prove your case. They are very conscientious and take their work personally, almost as an extension of their being. They feel the finished task is a reflection of their attention to all the small details, and they will often go the extra mile to get the job done correctly. They maintain high standards and are committed to, or will even insist in having those standards in writing. Their focus on quality and consistency leads teams to standards and operations to add order. Possible complications for the high C include being too hard on themselves or telling ideas as opposed to selling them to others. They may be bound by procedures and methods and feel restricted. Rather than delegate, they may often do the work themselves to ensure its quality. The low C individuals will generally be the opposite of these characteristics. They will choose to flaunt their independence or be seen as their own person. They choose to do things their own way. They have a high entrepreneurial spirit and may not even follow their own rules. The emotion that we associate with the low C is fearlessness.